just kind of upsetting and disheartened to see, you know, their reality, I guess you would say.
Madeline Toronto is a third-year social work student at Damon. She was among 14 students who participated in the International Service Learning Experience. For 3 weeks, Toronto worked with students 12 through 17 years of age. She taught them lessons on improving their education and how to avoid becoming a trap of human trafficking.
More than like the sex trade industry, it could also be labor. So some of like the young boys are working for, you know, very little, if any, pay at all. They're doing work. Some of the, 11, 12-year-old girls are working in bars. So it's more than just the sex industry, although, that is a part of it. These kids are being exploited.
We go to northern Thailand, which is right on the Thai-Burma-Myanmar border, which is where a great deal of trafficking is happening.
Assistant Professor Dr. Diane Bessel is the program director of the Master of Social Work at the college. She and another professor accompanied the students on their trip. Bessel noted Thailand is a source and destination for human trafficking. They worked with the Development and Education Program for Daughters and Communities.
So we work with Somphap Chankrata. He's actually a 2-time Nobel Peace Prize nominee. This man has had death threats from traffickers. He's had run-ins with the police, and he's been doing this work for 25 years. And he really operates what we'd call a coordinated community effort. So he does a lot of education for the families.
While we were there, we taught self-defense, that they're able to protect themselves and things like that.
While Toronto worked with teenagers, other Damon students on the trip worked with children as young as 3 years of age. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.